You're listening to the Pharmacy Podcast Network.
Welcome to the Integrated Pharmacist Podcast. I am your host, Adam Balio. Americans spend over $30 billion on complementary and alternative medicine each year. As healthcare professionals, we need to know the facts. Let's find evidence-based medicine together. This podcast is not designed to be used for medical or legal advice. Thank you. A growing number of people are developing sensitivity to gluten without having celiac disease. Is there something they can do to improve these negative symptoms? This week on the Integrated Pharmacist Podcast, we're talking about enzyme therapy. This approach to health recognizes that food we eat can affect overall health. Enzymes throughout the body can help certain chemical processes happen. If the right ones are administered, food can potentially be digested even better. This could lead to healthier guts and bodies. We already practice this in Western medicine. We have medications that are concentrated pancreatic enzymes. These are typically given to patients whose pancreas does not work optimally, such as in cystic fibrosis or pancreatic cancer. One branch of enzyme therapy came from cat studies that show that raw foods contain enzymes within themselves that can help break itself down. Because we cook our food, and that destroys the enzymes, they hypothesize that this causes our pancreas to work harder than it should and drain other internal resources of the building blocks our body needs to build its own enzymes. In order to combat this, some people promote a raw food diet, while others propose we supplement our diet with plant-based enzymes. The number of people who have a sensitivity to gluten is on the rise. Gluten is a protein that gets broken down in the digestive tract into peptides and then amino acids. However, one peptide in gluten, called gliadin, is not well broken down in humans. This peptide typically doesn't bother most people, but it can cause problems specifically in people with celiac disease. Researchers wanted to see if using plant-based enzymes targeted at breaking down gliadin would help patients with gluten sensitivity that do not directly have celiac disease. A total of 30 patients who demonstrated non-celiac gluten sensitivity were randomized into two groups. One group got a placebo, while the other received a treatment of four enzymes, which included three derived from Aspergillus and penicillin fungi, and one from papaya. These enzymes were specifically selected because of their ability to break down gliadin into parts more digestible to humans. Each participant was given instruction to maintain a gluten-free diet for a short period. Then they were to add one slice of bread to each meal. There was a washout period of gluten-free meals again, and then the subjects were crossed over to the other arm. Data recorded included gluten-sensitive responses, side effects, and inflammatory biomarkers. Significant findings included fewer reported issues with bowel evacuation, headaches, and bloating in the study arm compared to placebo. No negative side effects were reported from enzyme use, and inflammatory biomarkers indicated that even under gluten challenge, these patients do not exhibit the same inflammation as patients with celiac disease. This trial demonstrates that appropriate enzyme therapy can help with non-celiac gluten intolerance for some patients. This might be a liberating concept for people who have had to restrict their diets away from some of their favorite foods. As clinicians, it makes sense to understand enzyme therapy and be able to make informed decisions about what products might be useful to patients. As with all over-the-counter supplements, it's wise to refer to products that have been cleared through companies like Consumer Labs and USP. These seals ensure good manufacturing practices and that the product has what the bottle says it has. Gluten enzymes can be purchased from $10 to $30 a bottle, containing 60 to 120 capsules each. Thank you for listening. It's nice to be back with my usual mode of podcast. I hope you enjoyed the episode. If you'd like to reach out to me, you can email me at integratedpharmacist@gmail.com. Please join us again next week on the Integrated Pharmacist Podcast. I hope you enjoyed the Integrated Pharmacist Podcast. If you like what you heard, please give us a good rating, subscribe, and tell your friends. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Pharmacy Podcast Network. If you enjoy the leading podcast network dedicated to the business and profession of pharmacy, please write us a review on Apple Podcasts and let us know which channel is your favorite. And remember, the pharmacist is the hub of healthcare.